This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Carm Capriotto, the master connector of aftermarket professionals here. How are you? Hey, we're talking about retirement plans. If you asked your people if they had a retirement account or even a decent nest egg, you'll probably most likely get a blank stare or no answer at all. You just discovered an important benefit that you can provide your people. Now, sure, you've got to have profits in your company to start up a program like this, but there are many, many creative ways to start a 401k and or profit sharing plan for your team. Hey, an important disclaimer, we are not giving any advice, or are we even qualified to give advice? This is an open discussion among your peers to get your thoughts started or even to educate you on this potential employee benefit. You need to contact a certified financial planner, CFP, your accountant, and possibly an attorney if you get serious about creating another benefit like this to keep your team working for you. Invest in this episode, even if you don't have a glimmer about providing a retirement saving discipline to your people. You may not be ready today, but the information in this episode will give you ideas and insights if you ever consider doing this. Yeah, I'm grateful to Shop Marketing Pros and Shopware for sponsoring the Academy for you. Now, more than ever, you're focused on bringing cars through your bays safely and efficiently, and Shopware's shop management system offers a completely contactless workflow. Your customers can review, approve, and pay for their repairs right from their smartphone or their personal device. Request a demo and see them in action at getshopware.com. Have you realized that your marketing looks exactly the same as the shop down the road? Well, your shop's different and it deserves marketing that is as unique as your shop is. Let Shop Marketing Pros show your community just how different you are. On the web at shopmarketingpros.com. Tell them Carm sent you. Hey, Aftermarket Weekly, I hope you're watching that show. It brings you a slice of wisdom from my guest host and the only streaming live virtual shop tour each week. See the archive shows at aftermarketweekly.com. See them all. And also listen to them on your smart device as a podcast. Search for Aftermarket Weekly on your favorite podcast listening app and set it as a favorite. Hey, the key talking points are already done for you. It's a great list. And find them at remarkableresults.biz/A211. You can have a meeting agenda with them. Hey, are you ready? Let's talk about it. Welcome, my wonderful panel here with me today. Hello there to Mr. Greg Skolnick.
Hello.
From Motorworks Rockville, Maryland, and Sabrina Gatewood from King Amoco.
How you doing?
Her and her husband already have been in business for lots of years, right?
Well, 94.
That's a lot of years. Hey, I'm so overly confident that Sabrina and Greg are going to knock this out of the park because they've got some pretty good experience doing this. And we're going to talk about a lot of the reasons we should be doing this. I think about profit sharing and 401ks as the potential new proof of concept idea. Now, guys, you know, I did a show a while back that if we were doing everything that the pundits told us for the last 4 or 5 years, we would have come out of COVID better and stronger. And we've proved all of that. And now I'm continuing to work very hard at what I think is we should be paying attention to as far as proof of concept for the future. Apprenticing, pre-scheduling appointments. You don't know anything about that, Greg.
Not a thing.
And profit sharing and augmented reality and artificial intelligence and hybrid EVs and succession, internal succession candidates and all that stuff, which we're going to do an awful lot on the podcast this year on those topics. But got to pay attention to your people. And Greg, you and I were chatting, man, and there's just not enough people paying attention. Do we really have money saved for retirement?
I guess first thing I want your listeners to hear, I know I'm preaching to the choir when I'm talking to the people actually listening to these shows. You got to keep an open mind about this because most small business owners are all freaking out about how much money things cost. And we just can't be blinded by the idea that this is going to be too much money because you just got to pay to play, basically, is what it is. And this, you just got to find the best way to do it. And so keep an open mind, okay? So you hear me now, right, guys and girls? I want you to make sure you're paying attention. So there is a huge retirement finance crisis in this country, and it's actually getting worse. People just don't have enough money to retire, so they have to keep working and keep working and keep working until they drop. And realistically, is that what you want? I don't know about you, but not me. So I kind of like look at this like we need to do something about it. And the other thing I want to mention to you is like Social Security. Everybody talks about Social Security. I don't know how many years I've been hearing it. Social Security is not going to be there for you when you get old enough, Greg. Well, yeah, they're going to probably be there. But even so, Social Security was never, ever designed to be a retirement plan. It was only ever designed to be an absolute floor to the bottom, very minimum amount of money to supplement your savings. And so many people are trying to live on this. It's really a shame. I felt like I really need to do something about it, not just for myself, but for the people around me. And the basic premise of this, though, Carm, is that, you know, we're all creatures of habit, right? So when we buy a new car or whatever, and we make these payments every month, it becomes part of the woodwork, you know, and we just get used to it. So this is kind of the same thing. So if we can make it so that the process is pretty automated and people don't think about it too much, it gets to be just part of the woodwork.
I love your premise. We pay the car payment. It becomes habit. Sabrina, Greg, if I was serving up to my team the fact that we're going to install a 401k and they say, we're living paycheck to paycheck, I can't do this. And if you could explain the $10 a week that starts them off and it comes out of their check and they don't even notice it, and then you say, you guys go to dinner a lot, you eat out a lot, do you have any idea? If you could just do one less this, we will help you. And you know, one day, I may be in the ground, but you could come to my gravesite and you could come over and say, Greg, thank you so much 30, 40 years ago that you made me do this.
A while back, I watched another Town Hall Academy. It had to do with how can I pay my technicians $100,000? And it was Frank Frixigandura, Jerry Gazaya. Yeah, that's the one. Seth Thorson and Matt Manslow. And those guys sort of laid it out. I need you guys to understand one thing here is that a 401k plan or a profit sharing plan is one spoke in the wheel here. Okay. It is not the end all and be all things to take care of your employees. It's just one area. It's an important area, but it's one area. So when you start talking about how can I pay my guy $100,000? Well, whatever the cost is for your unemployment insurance or whatever the cost is for your uniforms or whatever the cost is for the dinners that you buy the employees, whatever the cost is for the 401k or the administration of that or the profit sharing plan, whatever the cost is for the shoes that you buy them, whatever the cost is for the tools that you provide, all of these things are costs that we have to build into what we're going to charge our clients. And I love Jerry. Jerry Zio, it was a trip about this. If I remember correctly, he was talking about you have to learn how to be a business person rather than just a technician. I mean, technicians know how to turn wrenches, no problem. But we have to learn how to operate the business, which means essentially we have to take the costs of what it's going to cost us to operate our business in this format. And then we have to go backwards and figure out what we have to charge our clients per hour or whatever in order to make it work.
Next week's Town Hall Academy is called Charging What You Are Worth.
There you go. It's interesting how these things all sort of fit together. You know, all these Town Hall Academies, they kind of like link up. While it might seem sometimes that we kind of become redundant, we kind of keep doing the same, you're hearing the same things over and over again, just remember, people don't go to church to be converted. They go to church to be reminded. Okay. So I heard that from Bob Cooper, as a matter of fact, and I thought it was wonderful. So it is one of those things that we just need to hear this over and over, and sooner or later, it'll get in. You know, we just have to kind of bang it in there a little bit. I did look up some stuff to prepare for this show a little bit, and turns out that there's like 88% of average workers view a 401k or some sort of a profit sharing plan as an important benefit, especially when they're looking to change locations or, you know, change from one place to another. So it is important to them. And even if they might say, well, I'm not taking any money out of my paycheck because I'm living paycheck to paycheck, it's important to them that you set this thing up with them. It's the right thing to do.
Hey, Sabrina, I know that you have, you've got a lot of expertise in this area. I'd love to hear from you.
I agree totally with Greg. We definitely need to take care of our employees because they are our bread and butter. You know, and if we have a good employee and we want to reward them, what better way is there than to offer them some benefits, whether they take advantage of them or not? They're still there. And all the things that you give them, I think a lot of times they take that for granted as far as, you know, uniform, shoes, tools. That's just part of their job. They pick them up every day. They put them on. They don't care about it. But if they're actually contributing and working for a plan for them to exit their job and actually have a meaningful retirement, to people that are actually thinking like that, it means a lot.
Absolutely.
So I totally agree with that completely. And most of the people who have been doing this for a long time are starting to wonder, oh, how am I going to get out of this?
I do.
So, you know, not only owners need exit strategies, but employees do too.
Right.
And to Greg's point, if you're going to rely on Social Security,
don't. Just before you do.
Right.
Don't.
So. And like you say, it's just a spoke in the wheel.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, you've got to have different places that your money is sitting so that you can draw from them at certain times of your life.
Hey, Carm here. And coming up, discover the financial incentive to sponsor a plan for your people and also for yourself. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Shopware's shop management system allows customers to review, approve, and pay for repairs all in one place. Now, one, your customer views their outstanding balance. Number two, they are prompted to submit payment directly through their invoice. And three, Shopware's secure portal facilitates payments right there without having to open another browser or remember another password. It's really that simple. Shopware is your complete solution for contactless service. Let remote pay work for you and improve your customer experience. Get started today. Visit GetShopware.com for more information and to request a demo. Hey, Carm here. Have you heard this before? If you need something, we're just a phone call away. But then when you need something and you make that phone call, nothing. Well, if you needed something from your marketing company right now, today, could you get their help? Or now that they've got your money, has the personalized attention just faded away? Well, we've all experienced something like this. If you want that to go away, I want to introduce you to my friends over at Shop Marketing Pros. Shop Marketing Pros is a boutique marketing company. Now, what that means is they're small. It also means that they know their clients because they communicate with them regularly. If you're tired of working with a big transactional agency who treats you just like another auto repair shop, well, it's time to talk to the folks over at Shop Marketing Pros. They are a real phone call away. Find them on the web at shopmarketingpros.com. Let's move into some how stuff, because we're talking strategies here. Hey, you got to do this. Let's open up some hows.
There are so many options for this type of a benefit. I glaze over really quickly. And I mean, Carm, you know me, I kind of glaze over pretty quickly when it comes to that stuff. So we really definitely need to find somebody that is hopefully a certified financial planner that we can trust, that we can help guide us through this process, because they really need to help us understand what plan gives us the best benefit for our particular situation. I mean, there's all kinds of different plans. I think in this setup for this last one, I talked a little bit about this. There are so many different ones. A standard IRA is what you can put, used to be, you could put $2,000 a year in it or something like that. Now it goes up to ours, is what's called the defined benefit plan. And it allows us to have a maximum from all sources, whether it's my own deferral or whether it's the company putting in for us, a maximum of like $60,000 now, I think it is. And because I'm old, I get to put in another $6,000 or something like that. So I can put up to upwards of $60,000 away. And I can tell you now that it's there. It's there for us. And as I said in the last part of this, the last setup for this particular show, my wife and I have enough money in our retirement now that we don't need, we can retire comfortably, and we don't need any money out of my business. And I've been in business 42 years now, or in 42nd year now. We actually started this plan back in 1995 when Sabrina, you were only in business for 1 year.
Right. So, that was going to be my question to you. When did you start?
We started it as two different plans. It was a money purchase plan, which is, I guess, a pension. And then the 401k profit sharing plan, which was a separate entity. The tax laws change over time. And so my advisors decided that, and I agreed with them, that we needed to liquidate the pension plan, and we just sort of dumped it all into one. It was kind of a big deal to do that, but we did it. That was years and years ago. Pensions are really hard to maintain because essentially once the person retires, it's like forever. You pay them X number of dollars forever. It's really kind of tough for a lot of businesses to do that. Very few businesses are doing that anymore. I think UPS still does it, if I'm not mistaken. Great benefit if you can get it.
And Greg, it's not an option for us, is it? A pension at all?
I mean, these types of programs are required now. They're required. It's the bottom line is that something like this, whether it be a 401k, a simple or something along those lines, is going to be a requirement to take care, to maintain, to attract new talent and maintain the talent you have. So guys and girls, get off it. Stop BSing about it and let's do it. I mean, really, I mean, it just makes sense. It just makes sense to put together plans to take care of your people. It's the right thing to do. Oh, I remember listening to Jerry was talking about how he used to, he was an assistant scoutmaster in the Boy Scouts. Well, I was a scoutmaster as well. I used to teach the personal management merit badge just like he did, and to kids who know very little about money. And it was one of the last badges that they usually got before they got to their Eagle. It required them to understand how to manage not only money, but their time, which is kind of cool because you budget your time and you budget your money in a similar fashion. I do think that people need to have more education on finances. I just think that they need to do that. You talked a little bit in that show about Dave Ramsey and some of the other programs that are out there. There's all kinds of stuff out there, but financial literacy is crucial, and there's so little of it in this country right now. It's just a really sad situation. So let's get on with it. Our job is to bring out the best in our people, right? As owners, that's our job. We got to do something to help them understand where their money is going, how for them to best control it. And realistically, I think it was, might have been Frank. I can't remember exactly which one of the guys it was, might have been Matt. But in any event, they were talking about how when a technician comes to you and it says, hey, I need more money. It's like, how many of us have heard that before? So it's like, I need more money. Well, then if they understood where all their money went, then maybe it wouldn't be quite as a big situation like that, because that's the only thing that they know. So here's an interesting connection between that aspect of what our employees need and what our clients need. When they don't know anything about their car, what's the first thing to ask? How much is it going to cost? Right? Because they don't know the value of working with you. These are first-time clients or whatever. They've never been with you. So they're always asking, what is it going to cost? The employee is kind of the same way. Their understanding is just keep putting more money in the bucket. Just keep putting more money in the bucket. Let's not worry about what's coming out. You know, well, it's a combination of all of that, right? How much goes in and how much goes out and how much you can keep in your pocket. And I'm going to talk about that in a couple of minutes, as a matter of fact.
I think one thing you could also do for your employees along that same line is offer them a meeting with a financial planner.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, along with the 401k, you also get to sit down with a financial planner and you can go over those budget items and, mm-hmm. and help them to get a grip on where their money's going, especially if they have a spouse that doesn't work or they have children that are involved in activities. If some of them don't have checking accounts, they just cash their check and go with it. You know, is encourage them to open a checking account and understand how it works. That, to me, is one of the more invaluable things that you can, even as an entry-level thing to do with your employee, then they'll see the value of actually planning, not just for their life, but for their future.
Well said. You know, Greg, thank you for making the connection to, you know, episode 120 of the Town Hall Academy. Now, look at it, we're at 211, so that was a bit ago. We probably should do that again, and refresh that episode, but it was very profound. And then just last week, last Friday, and you're setting me up beautifully, we did a show called Where the Money Goes, the $100 Lesson. And I have to tell you something, it was excellent. And we literally, it's a fun exercise to do with your people. And it literally says, hey, we may have a $100 sale, a $1,000 sale, we may have a $100,000 business, but at the end of the day, what's left in the net profit column after we pay Uncle Sam and all those bills? And it's like, we have to pay all those bills? Are you kidding me? So we end up with, you know, in our example, $6.84 off the 100. And then we basically went on to explain what net profit does to and for a business. By the way, your retirement plan, your uniforms, it's all up in that top line. And to a point, Sabrina, as much as people don't know what it takes to run a great business, they're not paying attention to what they're spending.
Correct.
I was just going to say, Carm, you know, I'm also a business development coach for some other shops. And I can tell you in the coaching world, one of the things that, and I think some of the other coaches will agree with me, one of the things that we are finding pretty clearly is that a lot of these owners really have very little understanding of where their money is going.
Correct.
So they're living out of their checkbook. So can I pay this parts bill because do I have money in the checkbook today to pay for that part? So I think that kind of financial literacy we talked about with kids is going to translate into the, you know, older kids like us. And right. It would help a whole lot if we understood where the money is going. So there's all kinds of, I mean, understanding QuickBooks or some program like that. I've been using Quicken for 25 years, something like that. So, I mean, it's one of those things where you just got to know where the money is going. You got to know where every dime is going and you need to pay yourself first. You know, so it's part of that same philosophy. I think Dave Ramsey would say something like that too.
Hey, in trying to keep with this whole how thing, it says, okay, guys, I'm bought in. I'm a shop owner. I'm sitting on the sidelines. I love this thing. Where do I find, how do I get, what do we do? Let's pull our people together, ask them the questions on retirement and commit to the fact that we're going to do something for them.
Well, I can tell you, at least in my experience, when I first started this thing, it was under the impetus of our accountant who was doing it for tax purposes. And I'm very thankful that he suggested it back then because now I understand it a little bit better. But at that time, it was kind of like this, well, have you ever thought about putting together, you know, a retirement plan, Greg? And I'm like, well, why? Because obviously he was looking for deductions. And I was thinking, well, why would I want to do something like that? And he's like, well, it's like this. You take the money out of the business and you pay tax on it. Or you can pay your employees and yourself and pay a lot less tax on it. And it works out pretty much the same. And I'm like, well, that's kind of a no-brainer. I'd rather take care of my employees and myself. Tax laws have changed a lot over the years. Essentially, they're the same in a lot of ways. And so you guys got to just understand that regardless of how many you think that the plans are too expensive, you got to understand that there are incentives out there nowadays. These certified financial planners or any of these people like from, I don't know, Principal Financial or Merrill Lynch or these types of places, they're really, they will help you figure out how to do it because this is their bread and butter. They'll bend over backwards to help you.
The year is ending here, and I'm probably, you know, if I'm on a calendar year, I probably will sit down with my accountant soon, and he's going to come in and he's going to say, hey, irrelevant of COVID, you didn't have a bad year, okay? You're going to, you know, we're going to have to pay some taxes. Would that be the time that I say, hey, maybe it's time that we took a look at starting something like this? Does it start there? Or should I, as a shop owner, talk to a certified financial planner, get that information, and then go to my accountant with it?
I know that you would have to put the money in by the following April. I don't know whether or not, and that can be extended. There have been many years that we've gone on extension. Now I'm an S corporation, so you guys need to hear that. So all the losses and the profits pass through to me personally. So the company itself doesn't actually pay tax. Okay. But what comes through the K-1 for me is what makes it really beneficial for me to do something along these lines. But what I guess I wanted to say is that there have been years that we have been extending the tax return or the filing of our tax returns so that we can fund the profit sharing, because you have to fund it before you do the 5500, which is the document you have to fill out or somebody has to fill out for you for the plan. The plan is an entity all by itself. And then once that's done, then you can do your personal taxes. So we've extended that sometimes. So it's not like you have to pay it right this second, But you might want to check with your financial planner guy and to find out whether or not you can do it between the November meeting that you have and the December 31st. I think you probably can set it up at the beginning of the next year for the previous year.
Okay, so answer my question. Accountant first or certified financial planner first, if I wanted to start?
I think it's a combination of both of them. They got to work hand in hand.
Yeah, you need to have a team.
Yeah.
Absolutely. People that talk to each other and talk to you. And you might want to include attorney in that as well, because there could be trusts that need to be set up. And, you know, there's all kinds of different people that you need on your team.
Oh, God, this is so complicated. I mean, I don't know why I'm watching this show. Greg and Sabrina, they're talking this language. I mean, come on, I just want to fix cars.
I'll back up a little bit and say, my wife and I have enough money now that we can retire comfortably, and I don't need any money out of the business to do it. How much weight did that just take off my shoulders? Huge.
Right.
Okay. Huge amount of weight takes off the shoulder. I don't have to sell a building. I don't have to sell the land. I don't have to sell the business. I don't have to do any of that, and I'm still going to be okay. And really, isn't that what we're looking for? Security? Yes. How many people are? Yes, we are.
Yes.
I need you guys to remember that even though it seems like a lot of money, it's money. I'm not going to belittle that. It costs money to run this thing or to set it up. And you got to put money in every time. But let me tell you something. There's something really important. I need you guys to pay attention to this. For every dollar I put into this plan to take care of these people, I'm realizing about $1.05 to $1.14 out into my pocket. So I'm actually making money at it. Okay. And it's kind of screwy to think of it that way. At the same time, I'm also taking care of my employees basically for free. Is it a no-brainer or not? Who says yes? Okay.
A question. If we have a 401k and I put in $50 a week, are plans designed where you could match that or put up a percentage to help them out? And then again, that becomes an expense or a deduction for you, right?
It is. Well, interestingly enough, we just changed ours, as a matter of fact. But so my benefit to the employees just got even bigger, because ours is what's called a safe harbor program, which allows me to have two different classes of members. There's an owner class and there's an employee class. And so because of that, I can have differing levels of investment from the company into those different classes. Let me back up a little bit and just say, you know, when you talk to your certified financial planner, the tax benefits and your, when you talk to your accountant as well, the tax benefits are really going to be the ones that just lay it out. So lay it out all for you so that you can get some understanding. Now, ours is a 3% match or 3% safe harbor. Actually, you don't have to match it. They just get the 3%. It's free money for them. But on top of that, it used to be that the expenses for the various investments would come out of the plan itself. The planners or the brokers or all that, they get their little bits out of it off of the value in the plan, right? Well, now Greg's paying for that. It's an additional expense for us. It's an additional deduction for us too. And it's a big benefit for the employee.
It's getting complicated, everyone. It really is. And actually, I was all excited about this. And now I don't want anything to do with it.
First of all, the downsides. We obviously, cash flow has got to be considered, because cash flow is king. We all know this. So we have to make sure we have good, strong control over our finances in the shop to make sure that there's cash to do this. Okay. There are some startup and admin costs, but they are much less now than they used to be. Okay. So it's interesting how that works out. It does take time to administrate this plan. I'm the administrator of mine, and there are things that are just a real pain in the neck. I won't lie to you. It's a pain in the neck. It's paperwork I got to do. And there's some legal compliance requirements, which means you got to do this in order so that you don't have to do this. You know, so those are pretty much the downsides.
I hope there's a whole lot more upsides.
There's a lot more upsides. Okay, so we can put away maximum amounts in our defined benefit plan, much more than a regular IRA or a simple or SEP or something along those lines. As Sabrina, you said, I think you did a simple, right? Is that right?
Yes, we did in our shop, simply because it was the right thing to do for the owner.
Okay.
You know, okay. Because he has investments other places. And when you look at 401ks, that's, and so are samples, they're before tax programs.
Right.
You know, so you want to make sure that not all of your money is in a before tax program. You got to have some other buckets of money. Maybe a Roth might work, because that's after tax. Or if you've got, you know, a brokerage account, or you have in investments in land and various things,
right,
so that not all of your money is in the same bucket, if you will.
Market.
So, you know, you don't want to end up having to pay taxes on all of your money,
right,
when you do retire. Because you want to be able to, like, if the market happened to be down 1 year,
right,
you don't want to be taking your money out of that pile.
I thought that the defined benefit plan allowed us to do, defined benefit 401k allowed us to do a Roth IRA, which is after tax. The big benefit to a Roth is that even though it's after tax money to buy it or to put it away, any of the money you get out of it is tax free.
That's correct. I've heard.
It would be, especially for a younger person, it would be beneficial to do part of this as a Roth. Right now, it doesn't make sense for me. I'm too old for this right now. For me to convert my stuff into Roth, it'd be really, really expensive. So, you're a younger person, it might be something that they would want to suggest.
You know, depending on what your income is, mm-hmm, you could always start a new Roth.
You could. That's true.
I was told.
Yeah. There's really no reason why you can't.
It's not like you got to take something and convert it. You could just start anew.
Okay. So let me just make sure that we understand. You're going to attract the top talent in your area. That's a big upside, huge upside.
Yes.
We can feel good about helping other people. We really can't do this alone. I mean, actually, we need to help push them along a little bit. That's, again, our job. We lower our tax liability while at the same time we're putting more money in our pockets. Right. Because really that's what it comes down to, is how much money can I retain in my pocket? That's really bottom line. Right. Mm-hmm.
This is also for our people, too.
Right. Well, and it's the same thing for them. Let me say, I did have someone who has retired from my shop. It was a very big benefit for him to be able to do this. He was there for 16 years and is loving his life now, out playing outside. And I think it's a wonderful thing to have. I have another guy who's getting up there a few years and he has a ton of money and he's piling it away because he needs to make sure that he's got enough in there. So he's putting away 15% or something like that.
But Greg, you're the conduit that helped them do that. They probably wouldn't have done it on their own.
Well, yes, because, you know, I said we're creatures of habit and very few of us would have the discipline to do this on our own. I mean, that's really the bottom line. We would not have the discipline to do it on our own. So if that's the case.
So it's a benefit for your people. It's a tax savings for you. We need to get the accountant. We need to find a certified. In fact, the accountant will be able to hook you up with a certified financial planner, no doubt, right?
Usually,
because
yes,
they do this all the time. And he said, well, my accountant doesn't do that. Well, maybe because you have a bookkeeper working for you, not an accountant.
We're the wrong kind of an accountant.
Sabrina, any advice on maybe how to look and find, you know, connect the accountant and the certified financial planner?
And I just want to say one thing too, sort of back up a little bit. You don't need to look at your payments or into your 401k. And if you can talk to your people about that too, it's not a bill. You're not paying a bill. You're investing. You know, that's two different things in most people's minds. If they feel like they're investing their money, well, that puts them on a different level than if they're paying a bill. So you kind of got to use those words, if you will, to encourage them to save money. Saving money is not sexy, you know, but investing sounds a little better. You know,
I love that analogy. Yeah, it's not a bill. It's an investment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you're investing your money. Well, that puts you on a different level than somebody's just saving.
It's you know, it looks like this. It's if you're renting a car, you rent a car, the money comes out of your pocket and it goes to the company, right?
Right.
It pays them, right? But if you have a mortgage or you buy the car, the money comes out of your pocket and goes in the other pocket. Part
exactly.
of it anyway. So if you're investing, you're just moving money from one place to another and you're just
exactly.
doing it in a smart way. That's
and it's still
thing.
Your money.
It's still your money, right.
You're not paying it out someone else. But as far as finding a great financial planner or someone to work with you, a lot of that is relationships. Who do you know that's working with someone? Is it working out for Weld? Are they comfortable with them? You know, that's where you want to look first is ask someone you trust that seems to be in a good situation. Who are they working with? You
sure.
know, That's the easiest thing to do.
I said before, if you want to hit me up offline, I'll be happy to share who's doing mine. So, I mean, they can do it. It doesn't have to be in the same state, right?
Exactly right. It can be anywhere now.
Yeah. And just to let everyone know, we did reach out to a few certified financial planners that do this for a living, and they chose not to come on because their companies just don't want them giving advice. And please remember this, we're not giving you any legal advice or anything on this show. This has just been a great open discussion. This was interesting, way above my pay grade, but I'm glad we talked about it, because I am here to bring this kind of information to the industry and to get people thinking about how do we retain and keep great people, and how do we, like that show you were talking about, how do you pay somebody $100,000? Well, in many cases, Greg, absolutely. It's part of the plan of trying to, you know, give that kind of pay program. So, Sabrina, let me let you go first. Is there anything that you'd want to cover that we didn't to tell our audience?
I think that everyone's shop is different, and not everything's going to work. It's not going to be a cookie cutter approach for everyone, you know. And it's really just a matter of taking the time for yourself. Do something good to yourself, sit down with someone, talk it out, and then do something good for your employees. Because you're never going to go wrong helping somebody else get what they need.
That's true. Absolutely.
Well said. Thank you so much, Greg.
I think we pretty much covered most of it. Yes, it's we put a lot of stuff out there for people to think about. And yes, it is just clear as mud. What can I say? I mean, it is one of those things. Like I said, it's a spoke in a wheel. It's one part of it. I mean, the fact that, I mean, in my case, we only work 4 days a week. We're actually closed today. They get a week off between Christmas and New Year's. That's another spoke. They get paid health insurance. That's another spoke. That's, you know, all of these spokes are all of the package that we put together to make us more attractive to the top talent than the guy down the street. That's bottom line, right?
Thank you. Thank you. So well said. Hey, Sabrina Gatewood King Amico, and all your great advice on 401ks and all that stuff in business with her husband since 1994 out there. I'm sorry, the exact city were you guys?
We're in King, North Carolina, which is just north of Winston-Salem.
Cool. Very good. Thanks. Greg Skolnick, Motorworks, Rockville, Maryland, great contributor to the show. And thanks for bringing up all these other shows that we've done, Greg, that I think we've helped share some great wisdom in the past.
We're actually are helping people out there, Carm. You actually are doing it.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. Wow. 401k profit share.
What was the deal with the other, the pre-scheduled, you were going to mention it.
Greg and I and Bill Thompson and Craig Noel did a great show on pre-scheduling. Well, I had my teeth cleaned Wednesday, so I'm sitting in the chair, in the hygienist's chair, and she would not let me leave until I scheduled.
I love it.
And the dentist took the scheduling from their front counter to the chair. Brilliant, isn't it? And so when the doctor came in, Greg, to do the final inspection, and he's a friend, and I said, Dr. Dan, I said, what's the percentage that people book their next hygiene appointment? And he goes, 90%.
I can only aspire to get to that level.
And I explained to him why I was asking him the question, and that the survey that has been going on for 30 some weeks asks the consumer, would you book ahead a maintenance appointment? And 59% of them said yes. And the doctor looked at me and he goes, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and I says, we're taking cues from the doctor business, and we're bringing them
for years,
and we have been for years, but we're not paying attention. Go back, Town Hall Academy. Greg was on that pre-scheduling, but I continue to do research on these topics. So, thank you so much, Greg and Sabrina, for being here on the show.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.